spoken about it. The reality of eternal torment. Feet hastening to it. A very slippery slope. Some sliding swiftly into eternal torment. Listen, my dear friend, let me put Christ before you. On the road down to eternal torment, let me put Christ before you. And let me tell you, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. And let me tell you what will happen if you believe in him. For the Bible tells me you'll never perish. But you'll have everlasting life. Oh, bless God. Belief, my dear friend, settles your eternal destiny. Come down to verse 18 of John chapter 3. For here's another emphasis to the fact that it settles my eternal destiny. When I come down to verse 18, I discover this, my dear friend. It removes all condemnation. That word really is judgment. You see verse 18? He that believeth on him is not condemned. He's not judged. You know the one thing that I feared more than anything else before I got saved? It was the fact that I got to meet God without Christ. I don't know who the preachers were that told me of that coming great white throne. I don't know who the preachers were that told me that one day the man that hung on Calvary, he's going to sit upon that great white throne. And I don't know who the preachers were that told me that every ungodly sinner one day is going to stand before the Lord Jesus. And I don't know who the preacher was that told me the words of our Lord Jesus when he would say to every unsaved, ungodly sinner that never got saved and never trusted, the Lord Jesus would say, "Depart from me, accursed, I never knew you." But I want to tell you, it burned into my life. And not only in gospel meetings, if ever a preacher preached about judgment, immediately the splendor of that great white throne came. The awesomeness of the Lord Jesus. Oh, you've heard of his love tonight when he gave himself for you. But here, dear friends, salvation is over. There's no opportunity to get saved then. Not leave your salvation. Don't leave your salvation till it's too late, will you? For the great white throne is not to settle whether I can be saved or not. My dear friend, if that I might be assigned to the eternal lake of fire, depart from me, accursed, I never knew you. And I tell you, I could often see myself being thrown from that great white throne and being cast into eternal burnings and the very flames leaping up to meet me. I want to tell you, that was a reality to me. Oh, I love verse 18. What does it say? He that believeth on him is not condemned. He's not judged. My dear friend, your eternal destiny settled. You'll have everlasting life. And God gives you this guarantee. You'll never, ever stand at that great white throne. He'll blot out your sins. He'll give you eternal life. And never will God ever call you to account. Do you know why? Because Christ was called to account at the place called Calvary. He was the just one for us, the unjust ones. He bare our sins in his own body on the tree. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. My dear friend, judgment God cannot twice demand. First at my bleeding, short his hand, and then again at mine. And if I put faith in Christ, he bore the judgment for me. God says, you'll never come into judgment. Do you believe in Christ tonight? Is your eternal destiny settled? Have you got eternal life? And you know this, that all judgment is past. How can all judgment be past? Says somebody, we all sin, you know, and people say we've got to give account to God for sin. Well, let me take you to a verse in the book of the Acts in chapter 10. For tonight we're taking a look at the blessings of belief. What belief does, what faith does. And in the book of Acts in chapter 10, here's another blessing of belief. It doesn't only settle my eternal destiny, John 3 and verse 16. He doesn't only guarantee the fact that I'll never stand at the judgment throne, for Christ has borne the judgment for sin. Look at verse 43 of Acts chapter 10. Peter's preaching to a Gentile man. He's been giving witness to Christ. And I notice that in verses 38 and verse 38, he speaks about the witness of the life of Christ. In verse 39, he gives witness to the death of Christ. In verse 41, they give witness to the resurrection of Christ. They were with the Lord Jesus, you see. They saw his life. Verse 39, they saw the one that the Jews slew and hung on a tree. Verse 40, him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to witnesses. Ah, says Peter, we saw him. And we're witnesses of his life, his death, his resurrection. But you come down to verse 43, will you please? For it's not now the apostles, you know. It's not the Peters, the James, the Johns alone. Look at verse 43. To him give all the prophets witness. My dear friend, here is the testimony of the whole of Scripture. All that God has ever sent. And he's giving this testimony. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him, there it is again, shall receive remission of sins. Isn't it lovely? Faith. Faith. God loves to honor faith. Faith, my dear friend, honors God. And God honors faith. Have you ever honored God? When God has turned around and said, if you believe in the Lord Jesus, you'll not perish, but you'll have everlasting life. And I believe that. And I trust Christ. Have you honored God, friend? For God says, if you believe in the Lord Jesus, you'll never stand at the judgment throne. All judgment is past. You have no fear of meeting the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus saying, depart from me, accursed. Oh, faith honors God. Have you ever done it? For God honors faith. How many of you see this lovely verse? A verse that tells me why I'll never stand at that judgment throne. For the moment I believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, the sin question is settled forever. Oh, God has found a means, a way whereby my sin can be put away. And I love what the Epistle of John tells me when it says, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. A lady once said to me, Norman, you don't know me. And you don't know my sin. I says, my dear, I don't want to know your sin. But God knows your sin. And he knows all your sin. And you just listen to this verse. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Haven't we all sinned? But my dear friend, all sin. All sin. Is cleansed through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus. And this little verse tells me it's through faith in God's beloved Son. This is the work of God. That you believe on him whom he has sent. Do you believe in Christ tonight? Is your eternal destiny settled? Do you believe in Christ tonight? Is judgment past? Do you believe in Christ tonight? All the prophets, all scripture, it bears out this testimony. You believe in Christ and you'll receive the remission of sins. This is not just Peter talking, you know. This is not just John talking. It's not your preacher talking. All that God has ever raised up. They're telling you, faith in our Lord Jesus. He's the one whereby you'll get your sins forgiven. Can I go a little bit further? You come back to John's Gospel, please. But I want again to bring you the blessings of belief. And when I come to John's Gospel, I discover this. John chapter 1 and verse 12. Not only is my eternal destiny settled, not only will there be no judgment to face, not only are my sins forgiven, but when I come to John 1 and chapter 12, by faith, the Queen quoted this lovely verse, you know, in her Christmas Day speech this year. And I think she meant what she said too. She quoted the verse just before it, verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. Is Christ unknown to you? He's been here. Many souls in absolute darkness. An unknown Christ. They haven't got eternal life. They are going to face the judgment scene. They do bear the weight of sin. Because there's an unknown Christ. But look at verse 11, please. Not just an unknown Christ, but I noticed in verse 11 an unwanted Christ. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. He was unknown. He was unwanted. If you're not saved in this meeting tonight, an unknown Christ, an unwanted Christ, are you going to reverse that verdict? Remember, God honors faith. And faith honors God. When the world will have God's lovely Son, is unknown and unwanted. Look at verse 12. The blessed promise. As many as received him, when the world didn't know him, when his own didn't want him, says God, I'll tell you what I'll do to them that will receive him. To as many as received him, to them gave he the power, the authority, to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. What does faith do? My dear friend, faith settles your eternal destiny. Faith guarantees that there's going to be no judgment. Faith assures you of this, your sins are going to be forgiven. And faith brings you into the family of God and makes you one of his sons. That's what faith does. Then what is Christ to you? What are you to him? Is he unknown as far as your heart is concerned? I trust he's not unwanted tonight. If you're not saved, you've heard by grace you're saved, through faith. God wants to bless you, friend. He wants you to be brought into the family. He wants to make you one of his sons. And God will make you a son of God tonight if you believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed thing to get to know your sins forgiven, but oh, to find an acceptance with God, to be literally brought into the family as one of the sons. I'm going to give you one more. Come to the book of Thessalonians, chapter 4, if you know your Bibles, please. Because, you know, there's a glorious day coming when the Lord Jesus is going to return. And when the Lord Jesus returns, the Bible in Thessalonians chapter 4 and from verse 13 onwards, it tells us that the Lord Jesus is coming into the air here, just where the birds fly. The air where the devil roams. For he's called the prince of the power of the air. The devil that would keep you from Christ. The Lord Jesus is coming into his domain. He's coming into his realm. He's going to come into the air. And the Bible says when he comes, he's going to give a shout. His voice is going to ring out. And all that ever believed in him, my dear friend, they're going to be caught out of this world. They're going to be caught to meet the Lord Jesus in the air. They're going to be forever with the Lord. Luke verse 14. If we believe. What's the blessing of faith? You'll get eternal life tonight. You'll never stand before God in judgment. Your sins will be forgiven. You'll be brought into the family. And you won't have any fears of being left behind at the rapture. For this is the great promise of Thessalonians chapter 4. If we believe. Do you know how I got saved? One Saturday morning with the thoughts of eternity ringing through my head. The thoughts of the coming of the Lord Jesus ringing through my head. And I knew I wasn't saved, and I knew if the Lord Jesus came, I knew I wouldn't be in the rapture. I went out of the house. As I went out into the through the back door and out onto the pavement outside, I looked up. Something said, what if the Lord comes? I thought, if the Lord comes, I'm damned. Tell me, if the Lord comes, what about you?
Are you damned?
Lost. Nothing but the judgment of God before you. I was going to move on, and just as I was about to move on, the same voice said again, Norman, what if the Lord comes? Oh, I knew he was coming, but I didn't believe, you know. I believed about his coming. I didn't believe in him. But I hadn't received him. And I had to move back inside that house again, and I got down my little chair, and I just poured out my heart to God. I want salvation. I didn't need a preacher telling me how to get saved, you know. And I didn't need to fill in any little forms. I knew I was a guilty sinner. I knew the Lord was coming. I knew I was damned. And I wasn't quite 16, you know. And all I wanted was to be saved. And I got down on my knees, and I just cried to God in mercy. But in that moment, I was believing in our Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you, in that moment, all that God promised me, and let me tell you, I could go through many more of them. I've just brought you a sample of what comes if you believe the blessings of God's salvation. But that moment, I got eternal life. That moment, my dear friend, I knew I'd never stand before God in judgment. That moment I knew my sins were forgiven. I couldn't stand before God in judgment. That moment I became a son of God. And you know, I went out of the house again just a few seconds later. And as I went out and stood on that same pavement, something said as I looked up to heaven, Norman, what if the Lord comes? Oh, if the Lord comes, I'm going home to the glory. And I knew I was going. You see, I believed. And my dear friend, the promise of belief is you'll be in the rapture. Do you believe tonight? Is your eternal destiny settled? Is there going to be no condemnation? Are your sins forgiven? Are you a son of God? Are you going to be in the rapture? If we believe, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. Friend, do you believe? What about it tonight? Don't go home with an unwanted Christ and an unknown Christ. You put your faith in God's beloved Son tonight and get his salvation. Shall we pray? Our God, we'd ask of thee that thou remember this people. We know not the hearts of any that are before thee. We are very thankful that some have put their faith in our Lord Jesus, many here, trusting that blessed man. These things bring pleasure to the heart as they think of the wonder of the salvation into which they have been brought. And we thank thee for the joy that it gives to think of faith in Christ that settles our eternal destiny and puts away our sin and brings us into the family, ensures us of a place in the rapture. There may be someone with a troubled heart tonight. And Lord, they're still halting between two opinions. We ask of thee that this evening they might be stirred by God himself, that thou so unveil the person of the Lord Jesus, to be able to do nothing more than believe in thy beloved Son and be eternally saved. We commit the meeting to thee and ask for thy blessing in the Saviour's worthy and precious name. Amen.